Zimbabwe's economy has suffered deeply from the country's recent political instability. Our next story is about a country that's experiencing an economic turnaround, Cambodia. After decades of war and upheaval, including the Khmer Rouge killing fields, Cambodia's economy is booming. As a result, land prices in Phnom Penh are spiraling upward. Fueled by outside investors and newly rich Cambodians, the once sleepy capital has turned into a construction site. To make way for new housing developments, the government of Cambodia is forcibly evicting hundreds of thousands of slum dwellers from their homes. Despite protests from human rights groups, the evictions continue, as Rebecca Henschke reports from Phnom Penh.
From the window of his wooden stilt house above a swamp just 1.5 miles from the palace, Chan Buhat sees rows and rows of new concrete dwellings with red tiled roofs and bulldozers everywhere. Chan and 200 other families live in a community called Rick Gray, or Happy People, but they're far from happy. The government wants to evict them to make way for a road to a new private housing development, and Buhat is defiant.
This is our land, and so we will move if Gaffer. A win-win strategy.
Which is you get good money for your land.
Yeah, the reasonable price. Yeah, the market price. It's easy to sell.
Hundreds of families have already been evicted along the Bassac River. Amnesty International says 150,000 people across the country are living in fear of the same fate, eviction from their homes. With the real estate boom, prime land in Phnom Penh sells as much as land does in downtown Chicago, more than $250 a square foot. The fight for land is getting ugly. This man's head is encased in a white bandage. He's just returned from the hospital and claims he was knocked unconscious by security guards while trying to maintain a boundary fence around the group homes. Hunon Chunde, a senior attorney from the local legal aid group, has taken on their case.
They are fighting for their right to be respected according to the land law and according to the constitutional law of Cambodia.
Under the brutal Khmer Rouge, all property rights were destroyed. The capital was abandoned as people were forced to work in the countryside. When peace came in the 1980s, thousands of people returned to the city and set up homes wherever they could. In an effort to create some order, the 2001 land law was introduced. The law states that if you've lived in a place for more than 5 years continuously prior to August 2001, then you have possession rights and are entitled to a land title.
The problem is the land title is officially is free, but unofficially, in fact, is cost a lot of money.
But the Kik Galabru, the president of the leading human rights group, Likado, says corrupt officials rip off the poor.
We go to court, and the court never implement the land law, make investigation and ask for witness saying that these people stay here for more than 5 years, so this land belongs to them. Never. They don't implement that. They only look at who has the land title, and always the powerful or the rich has the land title.
The courts have never ruled against the government in a land rights case. Residents are then forcibly evicted by the military and police. At dawn on the 6th of June 2006, several hundred security officials, armed with rifles and tear gas, began a forced eviction of Sumbok Chup village in central Phnom Penh. Around 5,000 villagers were forced into vans and taken to a relocation site some 12 miles from the city centre. Nearly 2 years on, the area still has no clean water, electricity, schools or health clinics. It's a shanty town made of makeshift huts in a dusty field. Children outside the tent say they've stopped going to state schools because they can't afford the cost of transport. However, the government claims all these families were illegal squatters and their dwellings were an eyesore in the country's capital. The advisor for the Ministry of Land and Housing, Dr. Tieng Chang Swanghua, says 80% of the country is state land, and therefore the people who have been evicted were illegal squatters.
You are illegals. You're supposed to be arrested because you occupy the public land. That's the problem.
So even though the people live there for 5, 10, 20 years?
It's not the condition of 5 years occupation, but you have to be peaceful occupant. Mm-hmm. You have to occupy the private land, not the public land.
So therefore then they have no rights for compensation?
By law, if you are an illegal occupant, there will be no compensation.
But the 2001 land law clearly states that if you've lived uncontested for 5 years on a piece of land, then you have possession rights. U.S. Ambassador Joseph Musomeli is amongst a growing number of international observers, warning the government that it must address this question of land justice.
This is the one issue, in my view, that could really destabilize the country. Once they get squeamish or worried about their land title, their right to own their land, things could become very disruptive. Even if you don't care about justice, even if your only concern is stability, this should be the issue that people should be focusing on because it could get out of hand.
With mounting international pressure, the World Bank is now working with the Land Ministry to hand out titles for free in accordance with the 2001 law in an effort to stop further land grabbing. Back at Rick Ray, Chan Buhat says he's happy Cambodia is being developed, but not like this.
If they are being rich by their own effort and intelligence, that's okay. And just don't do some great bad thing to the people. Get fair, because we all Khmer Nation. We all the human beings on the planet.
For the world, this is Rebecca Hinschke in Phnom Penh.